We left off that explaining the Gemara Achav Shakal Haya. That Achav was Shakal. And we said the Marsha that he had, we said the Gemara that he was Mefarnes Tamidei Chachamim. So it seems some Mefarshim explain that Achav Shakal Haya means that when you weigh his Torah, Keneged his Avodah Zarah, he was equal. Whether it's his learning, whether it's his being Mefarnes Tamidei Chachamim, Keneged Avodah Zarah, they were equal. And we needed something to tip the scale. And the thing that tipped the scale was Ruach Navais. Was the Aveira of the Shvichas Damim of Navais, that tipped the scale that we should go over and Achav should actually be killed. And there's interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam says that even though there are averis that are more chomer than shvichas damim, there are averis that are more chomer than killing, but his lashon is those averis ein bohem hashchasas yeshuvay shal olam kishvichas damim. Shvichas damim has the added aspect that it also destroys society. You're being mashkes, you're destroying yeshuvay shal olam, the living world. And the Rambam says, "Afilu avodah zarah, even avodah zarah, arayis chilul Shabbos. Even though they're more chomer."
How big is that definition of chomer?
Stringent. Yes. Or more serious. Avodah zarah, arayis chilul Shabbos. These things are ben adam l'makayim. But Shvichas Damim has the fact to it that it's also Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Says, yeah.
Is it Arayas also destroying
society? Yes and no, but not the same way. Not like Shvichas Damim. V'chol mi sheyesh biyadai avin zeh, says the Rambam, anyone who has in his hand the Avera of Shvichas Damim, harei hu Rasha Gamer. It's worse than anything. He's a Rasha Gamer. The ain kol hamitzvay sha'asa kol yamav shkulim keneged avin zeh, and all the mitzvahs that he did his entire life are, cannot measure up to this avera of shvichas damim. B'lo yatzilu oisay min adin, says the Rambam. All his mitzvahs of his entire life cannot save him from the din of shvichas damim. How do I know this? Says the Rambam. Say ulamad, go learn me Achav oivir avodah zarah. Go look at Achav. That it says about him, rak lo hayo ka Achav. As we know, Achav was the biggest from the Malachim, oivir avodah zarah, the pasuk said. Says the Rambam, uche shenisadru avinoisav uzchuyoisav lifnei elikei haruchais. When they set up and they measured his averus and his mitzvahs in front of Hashem, he didn't have an avera that would be mechayiv him to be killed. As we said, he was shakal, half and half. The only thing that there was that was mechayiv him to be killed was demei navos, because of that shvichas damim. And says the Rambam, did Achav himself kill navos? Did he personally go and kill him?
No.
V'arehu harasha loy harak biyadai, says the Rambam. He didn't actually kill him with his hand. Elasibe, he brought about his murder. And still, when we set up, when Hashem looked at him, he was equal. There was nothing that should be mechayev him to be killed. His averus, his schuyus, with all of his avodah zarah, it wasn't enough to be mechayev to be killed. The one avera that threw him over the top was shvichas damim. Kal b'chaymer la'arik b'yadi, says the Rambam, kal b'chaymer someone chas v'shalom actually goes and kills someone else. The Rambam says there's nothing that could save him. All his mitzvahs are not enough. It'll be mechayev him kli, it'll be mechayev him misa. So you see the way the Rambam is understanding here is that When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Rebbeinu Shel measured Achav, when it says he was shakal, it doesn't necessarily mean he was exactly equal. It means there was nothing that he had done. With all the Avodah Zarah and everything, there was nothing yet to be Mechayev Misa. The one thing that came out was Dmei Navos. That he brought about the murder of Navos, Daveiro Shvichas Damim, says the Rambam, is so chamer that nothing could save him from Kliya, even all his mitzvahs that was able to save him from being this. He'll get a punishment for his Avodah Zarah. The Rambam's not denying that. The Rambam was one of the ones before, and we said that Hashem doesn't erase Averis from mitzvahs. He doesn't do that. But it could prevent him from having a more chamer einish. His einish maybe will be in Olam Haba. He won't necessarily be killed immediately here. But for him to be killed in Olam Hazeh, the way the Rebbeinu Shem wanted it, there was only one Avera. And that was bringing about the murder of Navas. Says the Rambam, you see from here how chamer it is, the Avera Shvichas Damim. Although there are other Averas that are more chamer, if you look at the Avera itself, however, the effects of Shvichas Damim, that it is mashta teshuvah shalaylam, the lashon of the Rambam was, so therefore it is much more, it ends up being much more chamer. Okay, that was Achav. Now we continue in the Psukim. Right, so this was Pasuk Yotes and Pasuk Chaf, that there was Maiminim and Masmilim, Miyafat Esachav, so that was the Ruach of Navas came out. Vayetze Ruach and Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and says, I'll do it. Hashem says, how are you going to do it? So he says in Pasuk Chaf Beis, like we learned, I'll be a Ruach Sheker, Befi Kol Neviyav, and he told him, Tefate Vekam Tuchal Tsei Vaseichei. And we said when we went through it the first time, the Chazal say, Tzei mi mechitzasi. You're going to have to go out of my mechitza. I'm giving you a bracha. You should do it. I want it to happen. But at the end of the day, Tzei mi mechitzasi. And we said the Gemara tries to bring a proof from here that anyone who brings about a punishment for someone else, Kol mi shechaver neinu shal yadoi, is not allowed in the mechitza of Hashem. And the Gemara said, it may be true, but it's not a proof. Because there's another reason here why he won't be allowed in the mechitza shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is because he was speaking Sheker, and Sheker is not allowed anywhere near Hashem Elikim Emes. Now just in this inyan of Kol Shechavera Nenesh Al Yadav, which at the end the Gemara is not saying that's not the reason, it's just not a proof, because there's another reason here also. There's a very interesting Gemara, a Taisus, the Gemara in Masechta Bava Basra. As no shaykh is to Achav or anything of this, but this idea of Kol Shechavera Nenesh Al Yadav. The Gemara says a story, what the Gemara is talking about over there, that Talmid HaChachamim have certain rights. When it comes to, they sell things in the market, sometimes you close down all the other storekeepers in order that the Talmid HaChachamim could sell his things as quick as possible, make the money, and go back to his learning. So the Gemara brings a story that Rav Dimi wanted to go and sell, things in the marketplace.
Who?
Rav Dimi. So the Reish Galusa, who was the head of the city, so he told Rava, go check out if he's a Talmid Chacham or not. This Rav Dimi. They didn't know who he was. He came and he had some figs he wanted to sell. So they said, go check out if he's a Talmid Chacham, and if he is, we'll close down the market while he sells his stuff and he'll make his money.
Who
did
he
say? What? Rava. Rava didn't go on his own. He sent his Talmud. His Talmud's name was Rav Ada Bar Abba. Rav Ada Bar Abba. He said, go check him out. See if he's a Talmud Chacham. Rava didn't go himself. He sent his Talmud. So he went and he asked him a question. An interesting question in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. And the question is, if you have an elephant that swallows a wicker basket, mm-hmm, and he swallows it whole.
This is what he asked.
He wants to see the Talmid Chacham. And then you notice that when he goes to the bathroom, the elephant, the wicker basket comes out whole. Comes out as it went in. So there's a question. When an animal digests something, it's not makabel tumah anymore. A basket is a keli. A keli is makabel tumah. An animal eats it and digests it, it's not makabel tumah anymore. But what happens if it comes out the other end of the animal entirely whole? Do you say that's called digested, and even though it looks like a wicker basket, and it's, it used to be a wicker basket, but it's not a basket anymore, it's not a keli? Or do we say, no, listen, digested things don't come out looking the way they started off? That was the question he asked him. So Rav Dimi was stumped. He didn't know the answer. Now, as a side, interestingly, Taisva says, what do they want for Rav Dimi? This is a long Gemara in Masechta Menachos, and you know what? The Gemara doesn't have an answer to the question either. The Gemara comes out, we're not sure. So what do they want for Rav Dimi? That's not a fair question. You ask him something that doesn't have an answer, and when he doesn't know it, you say he's not a Talmud Chacham. Why is he not a Talmud Chacham? The Gemara itself, a long Gemara, Masechta Menachos, also didn't know the answer. So Taisva says, interesting thing, Taisva says, but the Gemara and Menachos at least attempted to bring proofs. It brought a proof and then it said it's not a proof. It brought another proof, let's try from here. No, it's not a proof. The Gemara talked, quote unquote, intelligently. I'll try. Okay, at the end, after I exhausted all my proofs, we don't have an answer. Rav Dimi just said, I don't know. He should have at least tried to bring a proof from somewhere, even if at the end of the day it's not a good proof. He should have at least tried. So Rav Dimi got stumped here. So Rav Dimi looks at the person who asked him the question, whose name was Rav Ada Bar Abba, and he says, who are you? Are you Rava? Are you the Rav of the city, Rava? He knew Rava was the head of the city. So Rav Dimi gave him a hit on his shoe. He hit him on his shoe. And he said, I'm Rava's Talmud. Between me and Rava, there's a very far distance. He said, but one thing's for sure. I know more than you. So I'm your Rebbe. So Rava is your Rebbe's Rebbe.
Okay, can we slow down a little bit?
We're going slow. This is a slow version.
I'm Rava's Talmud.
I'm Rava's Talmud, he said. He tells him there's a far distance between me and Rava. Now, I just proved there's a far distance between me and you. So you're like not even in the ballpark of Rava. Rava, you want to know who Rava is? As if you're someone who's going to talk to Rava? I'm your Rebbe. I know more than you. And he's my Rebbe. So you have a long way to go before you're anywhere near Rava's league. So at the end of the day, they did not give him the rishus to close down the market. Now, also a side thing, just another interesting thing. Why did he hit him in his shoe? I hit him in his shoe. So the Ben Ish Chai brings down. They hit Rav Dimi in his shoe. He told him, you have a lot between me and Rava. So why his shoe? So the Ben Ish Chai brings down. He says that Rav Chaim Vital, his Rebbe, wrote on a certain day that Rav Dimi came to him in a dream. He says, why did Rav Dimi come to me, Rav Chaim Vital, who was one of the Arizal's primary Talmidim? He says, why did he come to me? He says, because I'm a Gilgal of his. Number one, Rav Chaim Vital said, I'm a Gilgal of Rav Dimi. And number two, he said, because on that day I was Malava a Meis Mitzvah. And Rav Dimi used to excel at the mitzvah of Havayas HaMeis. So therefore, since I was Malava Meis Mitzvah, he came to talk to me in learning. Because I was able to connect with him in the same mitzvah. So says the Ben Ish Chai, so you see Rav Dimi, what was his big mitzvah? Havayas HaMeis. What do you do? How do you do Havayas HaMeis?
Oh, you need to know that. Come on, that shoe.
No, with your feet. You walk, right? So he hit him on his shoe and he told him, yeah, you're a big person. You do Havayas HaMeis, but that's as far as you go. You're not such a big Talmud Chacham, right? There's brains and there's doing mitzvahs with your body. So when he asked him the question and Rav Dimi didn't know the answer, he hit him on his shoe. He said, I'm not taking away from your milas, that you have a mila, you're big in your shoes, you're able to walk and do the mitzvah of Havayas HaMeis, but in the rest of your learning, you don't measure up to where we consider a Talmud Chacham. Yeah?
Who said to who that I'm your Rebbe's Talmud? I'm your Rebbe's Rebbe.
Rav Ada Bar Abba said to Rav Dimi. Rav Ada Bar Abba was the one who asked the question, and Rav Dimi didn't know the answer. Okay, so anyways, Rav Dimi was very upset. They didn't close down the marketplace for him. He couldn't make any money. So he went to another Amar Rav Yosef, and he says, Rav Yosef, you know me. Look what they did to me. They're mavazim me. They didn't close down the marketplace. They asked me this question. I didn't know it. So Rav Yosef said, what? No. He was hungry. He needed to make money. So it seems he lost out through this whole thing. By the time that he got around to doing it, there was no one, there was nothing left to, everyone had bought all this stuff, so he really lost out. It wasn't just that he was on equal turf anymore. So, Rav Yosef gave, he said as follows, he said, that Hashem, who punished a certain king of Edom, without going into the story, who punished the king, he took revenge for the bizayin of the Melech of Edom, so too, he should take revenge for those who were mevazayu. That was Rav Yosef's lashon. When Rav Dimi said they were mevazami, he said Hashem should pay them back, basically. Rav Yosef. He was another person. Another character in the story. They came to Rav Yosef and he said, Rav Yosef, they're mevazami. So Rav Yosef said, the one who took revenge for the covet of Melech Edom, based on a pasuk in Amos, so too he should take revenge for your covet. So what happened? Rav Ada Bar Abba died. Rav Ada Bar Abba was the one who had asked the question. He was the one who told him, you're not a Talmud Chacham. Yeah. He died. So now, a big argument ensued amongst all the Amiraim of the time. Rav Yosef said, I'm the one who punished Rav Ada Bar Abba because I cursed him. I'm the one who said, take revenge. Rav Yosef said, I'm the one who's responsible for the punishment that he died, because I'm the one who cursed him. I said Hashem should take revenge. Rav Dimi, he said, yeah, but why did you say it? It's because of my figs. So it's really my responsibility. I'm the one who's responsible for him dying, Rav Dimi, because my figs, those are the ones that I wasn't able to sell and I was upset. So you're the one who said it, but I'm the one who really did it. Now, a whole bunch of other Amiraim also woke up, and they had other stories with Rav Ada Bar Abba. I'm not going to go into all the stories. But Abayu said, I once had a story with him, and I had tainas on him too. So it's my fault. I'm the one who killed him.
Why don't mind to the fault?
Well, yeah, that's the point. We're going to get to that.
Who are they talking about?
Rav Ada Bar Abba.
Isn't it great of Rav Dimi that he said it's really his fault?
I don't know why.
He wasn't such a
Talmud Chacham. Rava had another story with him. And Rava said, it's my fault. I had a story with him. And it's because of me that Hashem killed him.
And all these people didn't know that this was Talmud Chacham.
What?
They all had
a story
that they
didn't know. No, they may have known. No, this is not... Oh, Rav Ada Bar Abba, not Rav Dimi.
I know, but Rav was only 110.
He was 110, because he was a Talmud Chacham. Yeah, that's why he was sent to test him, right? I don't know. I don't want to go through each story. It wasn't like a terrible story. Each one was a minor infraction. He had a run-in with one of the Amirai. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, it's my fault. I also had a story with him. Now, the story with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is as follows. It seems that Rav Ada Bar Abba used to prepare shir with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. He used to prepare shir with him, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was afraid to get up in front of all the Talmidei Chachamim and say the shir before he passed it by Rav Ada Bar Abba. And one day Rav Ada Bar Abba was held up. It wasn't his fault. He was held up and he didn't come. And everyone's waiting for Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok to say shir. And he was embarrassed. So they asked him, they said, get up and say the shir ready. Why are you sitting around? So he said to Zag, he said, I'm waiting for the Aron of Rav Avda bar Rava to come because he died. That was his lashon. He was really waiting for Rav Avda bar Rava to come prepare share with him. But he said he was upset, and he said almost like a curse, well, if he didn't come, I'm waiting for his Aron to come because he died. And at that moment is when the Shmuel went out that Rav Avda bar Rava had actually died. So the Gemara says, let's think about it. From all these stories, who's the one who's probably the one who's really responsible for it? The last one. Because he's the only one who really said the words that he died. So the Gemara says, Mistabra was him. It's logical it was him. That's the end of the Gemara. So Taisvis comes and looks at this Gemara and says, what is going on here? Why is everybody vying for the schutz, or whatever you want to say, of being the one? Take responsibility. So you know what Taisvis says? Kol echad mehem hayim misoinen. Each of them was groaning and complaining and kvetching. Shall yadai meisr vada, that he was responsible for it. Why? Because the Gemara says, "Kol mi shechaveroi nena shall yadai ein machnisin oisoi b'mechitzase shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu." They weren't being proud of it. Adarabba, they were so upset, and each one was saying, "It's my fault, and I'm going to have a big problem when I want to come to Shamayim. They're not going to let me in because I'm the one who brought about a punishment for Rav Avda bar Rava." Like it says in Mishlei, Gam anush latzadik loy toy velora, that a tzadik bringing about a punishment for someone is not good, it's bad. So even a tzadik who brings about a punishment is a bad thing. So you see that this idea of not the Amoraim lived with it. If something happened, each one of them thought perhaps he was the one responsible. Now the Chasam Sofer just happens to say, Chatz v'shalom, that any of these Amoraim were not let into Mechitzas Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not true. None of them were really responsible. And even though the Gemara says, Mistabra, it's more logical that it was the last one, because he said those words. But the Lashon of the Chasam Sofer is, he didn't mean it as a curse. And he for sure didn't mean it if Rav Avda bar Rava was held up by something beyond his control, which was the actual true story. He didn't just show up to be Mavaza, that Rav Nachum Yitzchak shouldn't say this year. So therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, Alashan, that really Rav Avda bar Rava was Chayiv Misa for all other Averis that he did. It was nothing to do with these Amoraim. Kulam nichnasu b'mechitzasem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifnim mimalachei asharis. Chas v'shalom, that it should be said about these tzaddikim, gam anush letzaddik loitayiv. That pasuk Taisis brought, that tzaddikim who bring about a punishment is loitayiv, and they don't get a mechitzas shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chasam Sofer, you may come to this Gemara and think that Amoraim thought themselves, and the Gemara is saying that one of them is actually not going to make it in. Chas v'shalom, says the Chasam Sofer, even though it sounds like that, the truth is not like that. All of them ended up in Mechitzas Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Gemara here, and you don't have to know everybody's name in the story. Yeah.
A lot of times we get upset with people.
And what?
And then what really happens?
How do you know it's from you? You have to have a very powerful... You have to be very powerful that the Rabbi Nisham should bring about a Einish because of you.
You don't forgive someone that
shouldn't forgive you. That's so bashi. It's to forgive people. Of course, it's better than bring out here. Okay, now.
So what was the point?
What was the point of that?
Yeah.
It's not only Ruach Navai, it's talking about the Amoraim we're living with this. Right? Each one was nervous. Each one was trying to do tshuva somehow. What do you mean?
Weren't mad enough for it.
get benefit. What's the difference between that?
No, they benefited from it.
No, Adarabba. They were very upset that each one thought it was their fault. And they're not going to go into Mechitas to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What?
They care that he died and they care that it was their fault.
Both. You have to understand, if he died, he was obviously deserving of it for another reason. But Hashem brought it about through them. That's enough of a problem. Yeah?
Wasn't it embarrassing for Rav Dami, is that his name?
What is embarrassing? What, that he didn't know the answer?
Yeah, like
what? So what should we do?
Was it okay?
I mean, it was just between the two of them.
Was it okay that the Talmud asked him such a question?
He has to find out if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. Then he closed the market.
Somebody can't ask for an oral quiz because somebody might not know the answer, then they'll get it.
Right. You can't do it.
Yeah,
that's right.
They're asking questions that
on
top of people probably not.
What?
That he's not the Talmud
Chacham. No, that he's not the Talmud Chacham. You can't ask him, do you say Shemana Esrei over for Yisya Alvi Yava? That doesn't mean you're Talmud Chacham, right? You have to ask him a question. To see if it's a... Okay. Okay, back to Malachim. So now Michayu is what? Because he said, because Renov is not allowed in Mechitzot Shagadish Baruch Hu, because Achav is going to be Nana Shal Yadai. Right? That's why I said, say means go out of my mechitza. So now, Pasuk of Dalit, Vayigash Tzidkiyo ben Kenana. Tzidkiyo ben Kenana approached. Now Tzidkiyo ben Kenana, as we said before, was the one who made the Karnei Barzel. And it seems he was one of the big leaders of the Nevi'ei Sheka. Vayake es Michayu al Alechi. And he went and he hit Michayu on the cheek. Vayomer. And he said, you're saying the whole story over here that there was a ruach of Hashem, a ruach of Navois that went into me because Hashem was masking and I said it. So he made chayzik, he made fun. He said, how exactly did it happen that this ruach Hashem went in me to talk to you? He was making fun. It didn't happen. What?
Yeah.
So Tio is saying this.
He's making fun of that.
He's making fun of Michayu. What? Sure, he was one of the Nevi'ei Sheker. He was one of the Nevi'ei Sheker.
His father was one of the Nevi'ei
Sheker. No, Tzidkiyo was the one of the Nevi'ei Sheker.
So who's making fun of him?
Michayu.
Michayu.
That this is what happens. So Vayomer Michayu. So Michayu said, Hincha Raya Vayomahu. You're going to see on that day, that my Nebu is going to come true, you're going to see it's true. Asher tavay cheder b'cheder lichaven, you're going to run to an inner room to hide because you're going to be so embarrassed that you were full of sheker and I was the one that was true. You're going to see it. So vayomer melech Yisrael. So the melech Yisrael Achav said, kachas Michayu. Take Michayu vashiveyu el amayin tzar ha'ir. And take him and put him, return him to amayin tzar ha'ir vel yoyosh ben ha'melech. Amayin the leader of the city and yoyosh the son of the king. V'amartan, you should say, koyamar ha'melech, this is what the king said, simu ezeh beis ha'kela. Put this person Michayu in jail. V'achilu lechem lachatz u'mayim lachatz erboi v'shalom. And feed him minimal bread and minimal water until I come back v'shalom, says Achav. And then we're going to kill him because if I come back, he's a Navi Sheker. So we're going to lock him up. And lock him up until that happens. Now it says here, v'hashivehu, and return him. It sounds like he was in jail once before, Michayu. Bring him back to jail. And the Radak says that. The Radak says, Nira, he must have been in jail once before for making trouble with Achav. Other Mefarshim say, Vahashiveu doesn't mean bring him back to jail. It means bring him back into the city. This is what. Bring him back into the city, and then we'll put him in jail. But not that he was in jail once before. So Vahashiveu, bring him back, either means he was in jail once before, bring him back to jail, or bring him back into the city and put him in jail. But not that he was ever in jail before. Two ways to understand the word Rashi Vayu. So he's putting him in jail until he comes back. Vayomer Michayu, and Michayu told him, Im Shayv Tashuv B'Shalom, you're right. If you come back, Lo Diber Hashem Bi. Right? It almost sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu over here. If Hashem doesn't open up the ground, it didn't happen. If you don't come back, it's true, like Dibur Hashem be. Vayomer, and he screamed out, he said, Shimu Amim Kulam. Everybody should hear what I'm saying here. If he comes back, like Dibur Hashem be. But obviously, if Hashem did speak to me, we'll see what's going to happen.
Well, if he doesn't come back, then Hashem
did speak to him. What? Vayal Melech Yisrael v'yishafen Melech Yehuda Ramei Skilav.
What?
So Melech Yisrael and Yishafen Melech Yehuda Ramei Skilav went. Now we'll see later this was a taina, but it is a question, a blaring question here. What is going on with Yishafen? After this whole business, he still goes. So some mefarshim say that the pasuk doesn't say.
What's
that
problem? What's going on?
With your Yehoshaphat? Why did your Yehoshaphat go? How can we understand? Some Mefarshim say that really it doesn't say Vayal Melech Yisrael Umelech Yehuda. They're somehow, I'm not exactly clear how they're medayik from the pasuk, but they're medayik that really the main one who went to war was Achav. Yehoshaphat like tagged along to see what was going to happen. Vayal, it's as if it says Vayal Melech Yisrael. Melech Yisrael went to war, and also Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, he also like tagged along because he still was unsure. Which still
he was unsure,
like what to do. Which is still doesn't really help the question here. What was his now? Some of the Farshim say there's really nothing wrong with Yehoshaphat going. What was the Nevuah? The Nevuah was that nobody else is going to get killed except for Achav. So what is Yehoshaphat? The Nevuah was not don't go to war. The Nevuah was you're going to war, Achav, and nobody's going to get hurt from Klai Yisrael except you. So what is Yehoshaphat? What's the problem? He'll go out. Nothing's going to happen anyway. So he'll come back. There was no Nevuah that said, don't go. So there was neither. So he can do what he wants. He doesn't lose by going. He's not in any danger, especially if he believes the Nevuah. But as we'll see in a little bit, it was a taina. It seems to be there was a big taina in Yehoshaphat. So by Yomer Melech Yisrael al Yehoshaphat. So Melech Yisrael says to Yehoshaphat, Hitzchapes v'voy b'melchama. Hizchapis means, the Metzudas explains it to mean, Hizchapis means, I am going to go into disguise. I'm going to change my clothing, and I'm going to go undercover here. Hizchapis, I am going to change myself, b'voy b'amakom, I'm going to war. Meaning, I'm not going to go as a king, I'm going to put on regular soldier uniform, and look like everybody else. But you, Levash Begadecha, you go as a king. You wear your regular clothing. You have nothing to worry about. Not really. It doesn't sound like that. He's just saying there's no need for you to wear your to hide because you're not in trouble. Now the question is here: what is going on with Achav? Achav all of a sudden is nervous.
Yes.
You, Yehoshaphat, you don't have any problems. The Navi said you're going to be okay. You can wear your royal clothing. Me, I'm going to hide. So the Mitzudas Taka says that even though I don't believe him, but you know what? Deep down, just in case, he's right. But the Malbim says, what do you mean, just in case? If Hashem said he's going to die, do you think it makes a difference which clothing he's wearing? So if he was nervous about the Navi, why was he going? Going in disguise is not going to help him. The Malbim says, what do you mean he was chayshish? He was nervous. If you're nervous, you stay home. You don't go in disguise. What was he trying to accomplish? So the Malbim says a brilliant shot. The Malbim says like this, when it comes to stargazing, for example, Paroi sees that well, let's say the Parisis Kira Neged Penechem. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you guys want to go out? There's bad. I see in the stars it's going to be very bloody for you. So that means the stars are telling it's going to be bloody for Klal Yisrael. How is it Niskayim that it was bloody for Klal Yisrael?
Brismila.
The stargazers see Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be hit with water. So they, what do they say? Throw everyone in the Yam. Into the what's it called over there, right? Into the Nilus. So what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu is floating in the Nilus in the thing, and they say, okay, it happened already, right? May Mariva is a different issue. Two ways to explain it, right? But once he was in the Nilus, they are Mavatel Gzeira, because they said, that's it, it happened. He didn't die in the water. So when it comes to stargazing, it seems that it's not an exact science. You're able to be mekayim the words of the stars, so to speak, without necessarily doing it to its full degree. So Achav said as follows. Achav thought that by a nevuah it's the same thing. So what was the nevuah? That did it ever say that he's going to die in the Nevuah? It says Klal Yisrael is going to be katzoin asher ein lohem roya, like a flock that has no shepherd. That means there's no leader leading them. So Achav said, if I go as a regular foot soldier, I'm not leading them. It's very expensive. Brilliant shatam Achav. It's even more brilliant of Achav, maybe. So, right? So he says, if I go and I don't lead them, I'm being Mekayim the Nevuah. So I have a way here of getting out of the Nevuah. So Achav was nervous about the Nevuah, says the Malbim. But he thought that he could get out of it. And therefore, by this way, in his mind, at least, he'll prove Michal wrong. He'll come back and say, look, I came back. You said, it's Ketayin Hashem Roya, which we all know you meant I was going to die, and I didn't die. He's not going to tell them the secret of how he finagled with the stars, or the Nevuah. But, obviously, it's not true. That's all wonderful in the stars. But if there's a Nevuah that says, Ketayin Hashem Lehem Roya, which means he's going to die, you can't do something to try to get yourself out of it. Yeah?
Why is Achav always mentioned as Melch Yisrael and Yehoshaphat Melch Yehudah?
As opposed to, I mean, why don't we know that already?
No, why doesn't it say Achav Melch Yisrael?
Oh, so that's what I think some want to be Madaic, that he was the one in charge over here. He was acting as Melech, not as a name. There was Yahshav and Melech Yehuda who was in the picture too. But you want to know who's in charge here? There's only one king always in charge of every situation. Melech Yisrael. And I think that's how they want to be Madaic, Pasuk Chaf Tes, Vayal Melech Yisrael. He's the one who went. He was the one, Yahshav was not really the one going to the war. He was just there for the... to tag along, or like we said, he was mechatanim with Achav. He didn't want to start up with him, so he came along. He was friendly with him, but he wasn't the one who was actually in charge. I think that's what they mean. Okay, now pasuk lamed aleph umelach haram tziva esari harecha v'asher loishloishim u'shnayim leimer. Melach haram goes and he commands the Sari Harechev, those in charge of the chariots, 32 of them, and he said, don't fight with anyone. Not the big people, the small people, important, nobody. Do not fight against Klal Yisrael. Ki im es Malach Yisrael levadai. Don't kill anyone from Klal Yisrael, except you have one target, Mizehu Achav, Malach Yisrael.
Why should the king of Aram want that?
Now, number one, we'll get to that in a moment. But number one, the Al-Shech HaKadosh points out something very interesting. And he says, Hashem was going to teach Achav a very important lesson here. Who was the Melech Aram? Ben-Hadad. He was the one that Michayu told Achav to kill, and he didn't kill him. Right? He didn't listen to the Navi. He let him go. So Hashem brought about the death of Achav through this king Ben-Hadad, who he saved. But how did he bring it about? That this king Ben-Hadad, not only did he not have any Akaras HaTayv to Achav, he waged a war against Klal Yisrael, but not just a regular war. He waged a war and he said, in this war I don't want you to touch anyone except the king. Except Achav. Akav was being shown, when you don't listen to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and you don't have Rachmana, and you have Rachmana on that guy, who you were told to kill, it's going to come back and bite you, and it's going to bite you very clearly. You're not just going to die in the middle of a war. You're going to die in a war where the person you let go is waging a war against nobody except for you. That was the Al-Sheikh says that Hashem was trying to teach him a lesson. But, okay, but what was the Kavana? Did Ben Hadad have any, did the Melech Aram have any a Kavana over here? What was he doing? Again?
I can't like
the Radak. Now, the Radak says that don't think that Melech Aram was such a, I don't know, whatever he was over here. Melech Aram had some type of strategy in this war. And he felt, says the Radak, that he's not, he says the Farish, don't think he, his Kavana was to have any Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. And you think to yourself, what's he doing over here? So he wants the Kalachov. So tell them, make sure you kill Achav. But you can kill anyone on the way. I mean, why not? What do you lose? Klal Yisrael. So don't think that he has any Rachmanis on Achav. Rather, he felt that if they're going to get Achav, they have to have one focus. It was some type of strategical decision that he made. But his Kavana was that when you kill Achav, then go back and start killing Klal Yisrael. Avada, he didn't mean that they should not kill Klal Yisrael, says the Radak. He just meant, first, our first goal is get Achav. After with, I don't want you to get distracted with the rest of Klal Yisrael. So first, go kill Achav. And once we get Achav, so then, of course, we'll turn around and take care of the rest of Klal Yisrael. Says the Radak, don't think Ben Adad was being any tzaddik over here, having any Rachmanis on anyone. Other Mefarshim, and the Malbim learns like this, and we had this, and we said this from the Mefarish in Divrei HaYamim, that if you remember, it said that where were they sitting? They were sitting by Pesach Shimrei, by Shar Shimrei, right? And we asked, why were they by Shar Shimrei? By the Gairin, by Shar Shimrei. So the Rashi, the Mefarish in Divrei HaYamim, said that Melech Aram had spies listening to what was going on with the Nevi'im. And he heard Michayu say, through the spies, that no one in Klal Yisrael is going to be killed, except for Achav. So when they came and they reported what's going on, it's unfortunate to say this, but although Achav didn't believe the Navi, the Melech Aram did. And the Melech Aram heard from the Navi Yisrael that this is what's going to happen. He said, this is what's going to happen, so this is what we have to do. So Achav didn't just, I mean, the Melech Aram didn't just dream this up. He had spies, he heard the Divrei HaNavi, and he heard this is what's going to happen, and he believed the Navi. That's what the Malbim here says, the Mefarish and Divrei HaYamim on these psukim, when it says over the story, he also says it. He says, this is how Melech Aram knew to give this order, and he did it because he listened to the Navi. But the Abarbanel comes along and says, don't waste your time looking for sibos of why Melech Aram said this. You know what? If you would ask him himself, he wouldn't know. He wouldn't know. It's all Hashem. This entire thing was all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing it himself. And he brings a proof. Because in the next couple of psukim, the soldiers, as they look for Achav, capture Yehoshaphat. And when they find out it's Yehoshaphat, what do? They let him go free. Now, even if you don't kill him, since when do you let the king of the other side go free? Who ever heard of such a crazy thing? So you're not going to kill him, but take him back. You got the king. Soldiers, you don't care, so, but the king. So he's not Melech Yisrael, he's Melech Yehuda. They let him go free. Says the Barbanel, it makes no sense. It was all from Hashem. So his lesson is, don't look for reasons why Melech Aram did this. It was all a Gzera Min HaShemayim. Okay, so Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayihi Kiroi Sari Harecha V'si Yehoshaphat. So the Sari Harecha V'si Yehoshaphat, V'heim Amru, when they see he's dressed as a king, they said, Ach Melech Yisrael Hu, this must be the Melech Yisrael. Look at him, he's dressed as a king. Vayasuru Alav Lehilachem, so they turned towards him and they wanted to go fight with him and kill him. Vayizak Yehoshaphat, and Yehoshaphat cried out, says Rashi, L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He cried out to Hashem. He davened. And we'll see in a moment what's pshat. The Metsudai says, Vayizach, he cried out to his men to come and help him. He screamed, I'm being attacked. Come help me. The Alshuk says, you have to read it as follows. Vayizach, and he screamed. What did he scream? Yahshaphat, my name is Yahshaphat. That's what he screamed. Not Vayizach Yahshaphat, Yahshaphat screamed. Vayizach, says the Alshuk, he screamed. Yahshaphat, his name is Yahshaphat.
Achav screamed this?
No, Yahshaphat screamed this. This is Yahshaphat. They thought it was Achav, but he screamed it's Yahshaphat. Now, the Tosefta in Masechta Saita says, going with the Pshat, Vayizach means LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Tosefta, that when Yehoshaphat went with Achav to war, it was a very big Aveira, says the Tosefta. V'nigzar alav sheyeharek. And because of this Aveira of going to war after the whole story with the Navi to go with Achav, there was a Gzeira, Yehoshaphat should be killed during the war. Shenemar, Vayihi, our Pasuk, Kirai Sari Harechav is Yehoshaphat. Why was this part of the story? Especially if you learn Hashem's making all this happen, why did he make it that the Sari Harechav should think that this is Achav and they should take him and he should cry out? What do you need the whole business for? The Teretz is, because even though the Nevuah was that no one else, and I don't know how that we would have gotten out of that Nevuah that no one else should be killed, but there was a Gzeira on Yehoshaphat once he went, they should be Chayav Misa for going. So we see, it was a very big Aveira. Before we try to minimize a little bit, there was no Gzeira, he wasn't told not to go. These Chazal, this Tosefta learns that it was a big Aveira. So what happened? Elo Melamed. It teaches us, says the Tosefta, Shebischar Ze'oko Shezoach. Because he cried out to Hashem, Bischar Vayizach, Tolo Loi Zayin Shonim. He got 7 extra years added on to his life. There was a Gzeira that he should be killed, but Vayizach, he davin LaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cried out, and the Gzeira was pushed off, he got another 7 years. If I remember correctly, the Mepharshim say he did die earlier than he was supposed to, but he got 7 more years to his life.
Why 7?
I don't know. So we see that's Vayizach, he cried out, he was doing tshuva for this Aveira of going with Achav. So what happened? Vayihi kirai sari harechav kilai melech Yisraelu. When they saw it wasn't Achav, and some of the Farshim say they recognized his voice and they heard it wasn't Achav, unless you learn that he was crying out his name, Yehoshaphat. Vayashuvu me'acharav, and they let him go. And that's what he said, that Avraham says it doesn't make any sense, they should let him go. They might not want to kill him, but why should they let him go? V'ish mashach v'keshes l'sumai. A man, he pulled back on his bow. Lesumai. Lesumai means bitmimus. He wasn't being mechaven to shoot at Achav. He was just shooting. Again, they didn't know who Achav was. Achav was looked like everybody else. Vayakes melech Yisrael. But where'd the arrow go? It went and it hit Achav. Bein hadvakim uvein hashirya. And we'll see what that means. Bein advakum uvein ashiria means it went through his armor. But one last thing. Who was this person? It doesn't say who it was. So Rashi tells us, who was it?
No.
It was Naaman. Naaman was a general for Aram. But the question that the Mepharshim asks is, but Naaman was shooting somewhere, right? Just not at Achav. Why was he shooting? Wasn't there a directive from the king not to shoot at anyone except for Achav? So who was he shooting at? So these Mepharshim say it can't be Naaman. Naaman shouldn't be shooting at anyone. Rather, the Mepharshim Divrayamim, Rashi Divrayamim says it was Ish Echad mi Bnei Yisrael. It was it. They were shooting against Aram. There was a war. Aram wasn't shooting back at them, but they were shooting against Aram. And it ended up that a Yid was the one who killed Achav. Not Aram. Okay, and we will continue next time.